I see the stars.
That's right.
I hear the rolling thunder.
Yes,
that pass through love. Now who deserves its name? Then sings my song.
Yeah.
Good job. All right, who's next?
Anybody else got a song?
Brandon, you gonna sing or not?
I would like to say we got some birthdays though, so.
All right.
Happy birthdays.
Good.
Uh-oh.
There you go.
Y'all don't want to sing that song, "You and Jerry," when I get to where I'm going.
What, when I get to where I'm going? But we'll do the birthdays while she's trying to pull this up. I want everybody's hand to raise for December and January birthdays. Come on, hands.
Lord.
Okay.
Thank you. 79 holy. And if we miss anybody, raise your hand also if you've had a birthday before then.
I ain't gonna tell y'all how old I am.
Mitchell, you didn't get one the other day that was
sung. We sung, and he wasn't even here.
Yeah.
When I get to where I'm going, carry a
little. I tell you, I turned 84, so years ago, I thought I'd never make it back.
I didn't look at this before then. I just feel it.
I'm glad I'm there. I'm looking for Danny, man.
I heard she's pulling one up.
Yeah. Y'all supposed to be singing when I get to where I'm going.
Yeah.
Internet don't like it, but we love it.
When I'm waiting for when I get to where I'm going.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It'll be a great day.
I know I'm closer than I was yesterday.
Right. Right.
Now is our salvation nearer than when we believe.
Now we got to sing happy birthday while she's getting up to me.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Good job.
She's
got it.
I said, if you need to turn
it
up, the volume's on the side.
Uh-oh.
It should be.
Uh-oh, mics get too close.
Oh, yeah.
That's not the right one.
I requested that on Facebook and show them all.
Yeah, they were.
They
don't like it. I love it.
I request
a blue one.
Listening or not.
We're going to have to wing it.
We got a new tech here, and she's
sorry. Doing a fine job. Thank God for it.
That's right.
This ain't a better place.
I'll tell you right now, I'm pretty proud.
I guess we'll just have to wait. Oh,
got
something
there.
Yeah, I turned it off. I'm going to try to connect to it again because there was no sound coming out. It's fine.
Who
is it? Dolly Parton.
Brad Paisley.
And Brad
Paisley.
Sing
it without the music.
Yeah, they're going to have to. Y'all don't know it.
They keep on get the lyrics
up. There's my song. Mm-hmm. The music don't want to come out all of a sudden.
No.
I'll do this one. We'll try it another time.
Still ain't no sound. Still ain't no sound. It doesn't matter what sound I pick. For some reason, the sound doesn't want to come out no more.
Oh,
well.
Well.
We have to wing it. Seen by the letter, my pastor said, everybody can let her go.
Oh, yeah.
Turned it off and turned it back on, but it still don't want to come up.
Only reason I requested that song was Jerry and Carolyn to see if Facebook's watching or not. They always shut them off when they sing that.
Yeah.
And Eddie's going to get a little political today in his message.
All right. That was Sunday school.
Oh, that was Sunday school. That's
yeah.
right.
Should have been here.
We got through. Oh, they should have been there because we got through Sunday school.
Carolyn, sing anything.
There you go,
Donnie. Did you have to sing what?
Bad boy.
Jesus loves me. Where's
that thing was here Wednesday night.
Come on, Jerry.
What
well, I ain't messing with him.
What you gonna do?
No, you don't land on the side of my face.
I think he's looking for a gray hair right now. I got a bald head, so he passed me. I don't know, he looked like he may that's like bald heads.
Do something. Probably land better.
Yeah. I think he thinks he's upside down or something. Well, anyway.
Not that one.
Come on, you can try. Don't be bashful, baby.
It's connected, but no sound wants to come out.
We've been having all kinds of fun.
Well, this one's got a million minor chords in it. She wants to do the hardest thing she can.
Uh-oh. Bless him, God.
But Lisa picked up mine, all right?
Yeah, Lisa, though, after
I heard of a sea, John saw a burning man, from God out of heaven. The water of Jasper, the gator of pearl, and the streams of miracle.
I'll tell you right now. left leg is completely numb. And I didn't sleep hardly any at all last night. I'm just hoping to make it through this service this morning. We're going to cancel the service tonight. The weather is supposed to be a little bad, but this left leg over here, I'll put it this way. When I got out of bed this morning, which was like 30 minutes here, 30 minutes there, I had to take a shower before I shaved because I couldn't stand up to shave. I couldn't hold on and shave. But I took a shower, loosened up a little bit, finally got shaved. And I feel probably the best I've felt all day long right now. I thank God for the singing. I appreciate Miranda helping out up here. I got a blessing just watching her. I appreciate you doing that, Miranda. I ain't got a clue on none of that stuff. She just jumped right up here and said, "Here, I'll bring it up." Sister Sharon there, and you know, I'll just tell you, I'm like Brother Ed when it comes to tech. It either works or don't. I don't know nothing about it.
No.
If it don't work, hey, have to get somebody beside Brother Eddie, I'll tell you right now. But like I said, we're going to cancel the service tonight. About half here this morning. But I am glad we had a good Sunday school class. I never dreamed to be this many people here today.
Amen.
Woo!
Amen.
Man, oh man. On a cold January 22nd, I don't know how many heads we got in here, but there's a bunch. And I put a thing back on the back wall back there. This little church gets way out there.
Yeah.
Colorado has downloaded our messages from this church 107 times. California, man, Ohio, 60-some. And other countries, like 276 other countries have downloaded. There's still a need out there, still a hunger out there. I know here we take a lot of things for granted, but in some places they just don't have what we have here. And I thank God that people are interested in good, solid teaching and preaching, good singing. I think it may be the singing. They got so many of them downloaded. I thank God for the singing of this little church. But while my right leg still got a little feeling in it, let's open our Bibles this morning to Exodus chapter number 8. Exodus chapter number 8. We're going to start our reading in verse number 20. And we'll finish out the chapter. Exodus chapter number 8, verse number 20. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Rise up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh. Lo, he cometh forth to the water. And say unto him, Thus saith the Lord, let my people go, that they may serve me. Else if thou wilt not let my people go, behold, I will send swarms of flies upon thee." I thought about that when I seen that wash paper. I thought, I definitely got the right message. And then Sharon sung, "I'll fly away." And I thought, I know for sure I'm on track today.
Amen.
But he said, "I'll send swarms of flies upon thee, and upon thy servants, and upon thy people, and into thy houses, and the houses of the Egyptians shall be full of swarms of flies, and also the ground whereon they are. And I will sever in that day the land of Goshen, in which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there," no flies on.
Right.
"To the end, thou mayest know that I am the Lord in the midst of the land." You know, a lot of people really struggle with the fact that God is God.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just some people that refuse to believe, but they're kind of like Pharaoh here. He didn't have no choice in this matter. He thought, "Yeah, in your dream, Moses." Well, anyway, Lord here sending this word to Pharaoh. And he said, "Know that I am the Lord in the midst of the earth, and I will put a division between my people and thy people. Tomorrow shall this sign be." And the Lord did so. And there came a grievous swarm of flies into the house of Pharaoh. Talking about making a believer out of somebody. And into his servants' houses, I guess they got on there. You got flies? I got them. And into the land of all the land of Egypt, the land was corrupted by reason of the swarm of flies. Pharaoh called for Moses. He said, "Can you hear me now?" And for Aaron, it said, "Go ye sacrifice to your God in the land." See, they've been asking Pharaoh to let him go, and he just kept on saying no. Well, he's on board now. He's kind of in the mood to let him go. And Moses said, verse 26, "It's not meet so to do, for we shall sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians to the Lord our God. Lo, shall we sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptian before their eyes? And will they not stone us? We will go 3 days' journey into the wilderness and sacrifice to the Lord our God as He commanded us." Now Pharaoh don't want to say yes, but he's not about the point, about ready to cry uncle. And Pharaoh said, "I will let you go that ye may sacrifice to the Lord your God in the wilderness.
Yeah.
Only ye shall not go very far away. Entreat for me." In other words, he said, "I need some relief here." He's spitting flies, I guess. And Moses said, "Behold, I go out from thee, and I will entreat the Lord that the swarms of flies may depart from Pharaoh, from his servants, from his people." Notice this word, tomorrow. See, when God sent that plague of the frogs, Moses said, "Glory over me, when you want me to get rid of them?" He said, "Tomorrow." So Moses is kind of rubbing this in Pharaoh's face when he says, "I'll do it tomorrow, but let not Pharaoh deal deceitfully anymore in not letting the people go sacrifice to the Lord." And Moses went out from Pharaoh and entreated the Lord. And this is our text verse right here. "And the Lord did according to the word of Moses, and he removed the swarms of flies from Pharaoh, from his servants, from his people." Notice, there remained not one. And Pharaoh hardened his heart at this time also, neither would he let the people go. Pharaoh's a rough character.
Yeah.
We're preaching today on God's no-fly day. And kind of strange message, but I'm looking forward to preaching it. Let's go, Lord, in prayer. Father, we thank you for the good singing. Lord, thank you for Miranda, Lord. Oh, I got a blessing. Thank you, Lord, for Miranda coming up here and helping out. I appreciate that, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the great talent this little church has. Lord, the great singing. Lord, this congregation, Lord, to me, Lord, this looks like heaven. I thank you for this congregation. I thank you for this little church. I thank you, Father, for the live streaming that we do. I thank you, Father, for the internet service we have online. I thank you, Lord, for people who are able to be here, Lord, to hear this service live. Lord, they just keep coming. I thank you for them. We just pray you'll continue to bless our efforts. Lord, we want to be fruitful. We want to be faithful. Lord, we want to be found following. Lord, when you do come, I pray, God, that you could say, "Well done." And Lord, we just pray, dear God, you'd bless this message today. Bless those that will hear it by way of the live stream.
Yes.
Those that will hear it, Lord, by way of the internet. Lord, those, Lord, that would be here if they could. We send a prayer out right now to Sister Joanne. No doubt, Lord, that she's listening. She loves church, Lord. Little Thomas would be here, Lord. He loves church. And little Serenity, Lord, she loves church. And Lord, they're not here, but they would be if they could be. And we just thank you, Father, for these that are here. And ask, Lord, you'd bless us today and help us today. In Jesus' name, deliver this message. Amen.
Amen.
It's strange that God takes something as small as a fly to get a king, Pharaoh's attention.
Yeah.
that's right.
I looked up a little bit of information on flies just to get a little bit more precise what I'm preaching about here today. There are more than 110,000 species of flies, from the fruit fly to the house fly. There's just a lot of different flies. The biggest fly is over 3 inches long. Now, I've seen a horse fly.
Yeah.
They're not 3 inches long. I don't want to see one of these 3-inch long flies. Amen? And when I said no fly day, we're not talking about United American Airlines that shut their airports down and people down there stranded. Just really a show of force and control. But when it comes to these flies right here, flies are more than a nuisance. I've seen Donnie over there, and there was a fly that just loved him somebody, and he fought the fly through the whole circus. I don't know if it's his hair or what, but he was through the whole circus. But flies are more than a nuisance. They play a role in nature, including pollination. They break down organic material, and they serve as food for other bugs and animals. You notice all them frogs died. Frogs love flies. They'll eat a fly in a heartbeat. But if flies serve, if Bill Gates has his way, you'll be eating flies. He wants you to eat insects, amen? And I'll pass on that. I'm like, Brother Ed, I like to eat too much. I'm not going to waste my time eating bugs, amen? But flies, they reproduce rapidly. A single fly can lay around 500 eggs, and the entire life cycle of a fly is about a week. That's about it. Now, in my house, you think either they live longer than that, or there's more than one that I'm paying attention to. I mean, when summer gets here, they're here. Amen? We got a little calm right now because it's cold. But it also says this about flies. They can spread diseases. And are known to spread disease to humans. The common house fly is accused of transmitting at least 65 diseases to people.
Wow.
And I didn't write them down because it's scary and I don't want to scare you. But a house fly, as small as it is, can still be a threat to you.
Wow.
I mean, whoever thought something as small as a little fly could cause so much trouble? Yet God used those flies, Ronnie, to get Pharaoh's attention.
Yeah.
Pharaoh said, entreat the Lord, you can go, and they changed his mind.
Right.
But God got his attention. What a swarm of flies got to mention.
Right.
Now, I'm just going to imagine, Patty, that Pharaoh's spitting flies while he's talking to Moses. I mean, it's all over.
Yeah,
I mean, they're probably crawling all over him. He said, I've had enough. I'm ready to talk.
Yeah.
I'm ready to let you go.
Yeah.
Whatever, just get rid of these flies.
Yeah.
But something as small as a fly, God was able to use. This was the fourth judgment of the 10 judgments that God brought upon Egypt. Every one of them had significance. But this one right here, I like that verse. It said there in verse number 31, said there remained not one. That caught my eye. I read this week in my devotions, and it really spoke to me. And like I said, these flies were one of the many judgments. And when I say one of the many judgments, back in chapter number 7, God tells Moses, but Pharaoh shall not hearken unto you, that I may lay my hand upon Egypt and bring forth mine armies and my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt with my great judgment. This is one of those judgments that God brought upon Israel. I mean, upon Egypt. And something as small as a fly, God used lice right in front of these, but something as small as a fly, I wouldn't consider that to be something that could be used, and yet God did use this fly. Young boy, Nathan Sewell, I think it was on his second or third time when he announced his call to preach. Brother James, Brother Nathan up there, and looking at that wasp back there, he's helping my message. Right on top of civil. But Nathan's up there while he's preaching.
There he is.
You see what I'm talking about? Something that small, because anybody won't steal that thing, he's got my permission. I know how them Baptist flies and Baptist waspers are. Best thing you can do is take something and swat it. Don't get stung, but hang it out, amen. But Nathan's up there, and he's a young preacher, and you know, as a young preacher, God's got to make the man. I'll be honest with you. God told Paul, my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most preachers don't understand that. What that means is you need more God and less of you in the message. I thank God for the day I figured that out. It's only my second message. First thing I got up there, God carried me like a little suckling child, and I thought, well, there's nothing to this, Jerry. And the second time I got up there, God was nowhere to be found. I said, I'm ready to listen.
Right.
I found out I wasn't nothing but the messenger boy. Really, that's a good thing. It helped me a bunch.
That's
right. I don't have to worry about nothing but delivering the message of God. But Nathan's up there, and that's a young preacher. Not only is he struggling to preach finally, but he's fighting a fly. I mean, he's up there, he's trying to preach, and this fly's dive bombing. And he's a swatting this away and that away. And then the next thing you know, he swallowed it.
Right.
And he's up there gagging.
Oh, yes.
Choking.
I remember that.
And him a bottle of water. As he's taking that drink of that water, my pastor, Brother Rick, said, I was a stranger and you took me in. Of course, you know, a senior preacher, pastor, knows how to handle a situation. Nathan's up there turning every color on the sun. He swallowed his fly. And we're not talking about wanting to. I'm talking about opening his mouth. He went right down. And as he's back there hacking, there he is. Baptist got this. Get that thing. Well done. Somebody write him a check. I'm preaching a message about flies, and what I'm saying is we had a wasp in here trying to interrupt the thought and the preaching and all that. But you know, these flies, they were sent by God, and they were more than a nuisance. It wasn't like Pharaoh could do anything about it. It wasn't like he could ignore them. I'm talking about these flies, buddy. They were swarms. They was in his house.
Yeah.
They's probably in his food.
Yeah.
They's probably in his mouth. He's probably spitting flies.
Yeah.
Me and Donnie's out there hunting arrowheads one time in Johnson's Bottom. They got this one fly, Brad, that's called a cow fly.
Oh, boy.
And they will eat you up.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to have nobody tell you one of them bites you. I mean, it stings. Burns.
Yes, it does.
And I'm out there, and there's one got my number, and he's done eating me up, and I've had enough. I just throw the stick down, and I said, bring it, buddy. I'm watching for this sorry thing. I did finally get it. But it just wouldn't let up. And I learned an old trick. That trick is you hold your hand up and you swap this hand, and it lands on there, you let it happen. That's what you do. You hold that the hand up higher, it'll land on your hand, and it'll land on somewhere, and you swat it down. But them cow flies will eat you up.
Yes, they will.
And they're a little different. They got like, some of them got green eyes, some of them got yellow eyes, red eyes, and their wings got a little bit of black mixed into their wings. You have no problem figuring them out. Once they start biting, you'll pay attention. I promise you that. But they're more than a nuisance. They'll bite you. Amen. And Abraham Lincoln, Brother Ed, said he'd like to see his preacher preach like he's fighting a swarm of bees. I thought we was going to have it here just a minute ago. But here God is. He's got Egypt's attention. He's got Pharaoh's attention. You know, when God wants somebody's attention, I done found out, buddy, he can get it.
Yeah.
Moses out there in the desert, minding his business, doing what he's supposed to do, and a bush It's burning over there, but the bush is not consumed. You know what Moses said? He said, I'm going to go see this sign. God had his attention. And as he drew near that bush, God spoke to him out of that bush and said, Moses, Moses. He said, here am I. He said, take off your shoes for the place where you're standing is holy ground. I just want you to know God does have some holy ground. And God got Moses' attention.
Yeah.
He got Pharaoh's attention.
Uh-huh.
Hey, he got my attention. I'm telling you, God can use the smallest thing
to
get our attention when he wants our attention.
Right.
Natural. I'm going somewhere with this. I'll tell you, it's just taking me just a little while in my favorite role right now. And this little old fly was sufficient that God could use it. And God has used a lot of insects to get attention.
Yeah.
I hadn't been saved a year. And, you know, I've grown quite a bit since April 27th, 1988. But I believe this was that very year, 1980. I hadn't been saved very long. I didn't have a backbone. I'll be honest with you. Once I got saved, I wanted more boldness. Donnie was talking this morning in Sunday school. He was asking God to give him a temper. I needed more boldness, but I didn't have it. And it takes a while to grow in the Lord. But anyway, we had a house in town that we was renting out. And it was renting it out to a guy I worked with. His father was renting it to an older guy. And we didn't need the house, but we rented it real cheap. That was probably a big mistake. But I went over to get the rent. And this older guy, he said, Eddie, he said, I don't have the money for the rent. He said, would you take that VCR for my rent this month? It's new. And back in, you know, the rent wasn't like $100, $200 a month. The VCR probably cost more than, I don't know. But it wasn't just the VCR. That's what I'm talking about being a babe in Christ. He said, Eddie, he said, there's some movies there. Just take them with you. I won't need them. I won't have a VCR anymore. You see, when you get more mature, you know how to handle a situation like that. You say, no, thank you. But I failed miserably. I did. I'm sitting there the whole time thinking my wife's going to kill me because I didn't get the rent, first of all. Then she's going to say, I can't believe you're dumb enough to get that VCR instead of the money. But a big gullible, big-hearted Eddie, I took this VCR. And I wish, you know, if I had to do over again, I'd left the VHS tapes there. They were way above our rent. Put it like that. I brought them into my home, Brother Ed. And it's like living this thing all over again. And I set that VCR down on my table there, Brenda. When I did, there was one roach right out of that VCR. That roach was on a mission. See, whom the Lord loves, he chasing. It didn't take me too long to figure this part of Christianity out. I realized real quick God loved me. This little roach went across my table, this big hand. And I mean, I'm after it, man. I'm talking about it's bouncing up, and I'm still missing. He jumped off the table, and my number 11's all the way to the dead burned baseboard of the wall, and that thing went under the baseboard.
Yeah.
I thought, no big deal. Little thing, remember?
Yeah.
Talking about a little thing.
Get more of
them. Well, like I said, God uses little things sometimes to get our attention.
Right.
Never happened before in my life, sir.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden now, every morning, 3 o'clock, I was having to wake up and go get a drink of water. See, God was in this thing. Oh, Eddie may not have done too good with me. God's doing pretty good with me. So here I am, baby. I go in there and get me a drink of water. And when I flip a light switch on in the kitchen, there's not just one, there's like four or five. Well, we bombed, we sprayed, we put the bait out. These things are thriving on it. What's really bad is, every morning, set your watch by 3 o'clock,
I had to go get a drink of water. I don't do that now. I don't know why, except God was having his way, showing a new child of God how to make better decisions.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm glad he doesn't leave us alone. Be honest with you, looking back on that, I'm glad he did what he did.
That's right.
But anyway, I'm looking, and now when I flip a light on now, they're everywhere. And I ain't liking it. But ain't nothing about like Pharaoh. Ain't nothing I can do about it. I done tried everything I know to do.
Right.
Now I'm getting up, Brother Donnie, and I'm dreading. I'm shaking. Flipping that light switch on the left-hand side there of the wall as I go into the kitchen. My fingers shaking. And this thing, it ain't going away. I just want to say, God has his way.
That's right.
Sometimes with just little things.
Yeah.
Brenda,
amen.
One morning I came in there, and even though my finger was shaking, and even though I was trembling, when I flipped that light switch on, out of the corner of my eye, my little boy's bedroom right there, I saw roaches in the bed. Some man said I dreamed this. I said, but if I did, it's a nightmare.
Right.
I saw roaches there in the bed of my little son.
Mm.
And I fell down right there. And I broke. I'm talking about it. I said, I'm sorry. I am sorry.
Amen.
I said, Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
Oh, I'm talking about broke.
Amen.
I said, Lord, please forgive me. Please forgive me. Oh, Lord, would you please take these roaches out of my house?
Amen.
Now, I said there wasn't one. There remained not one. I mean, I broke. I couldn't hardly even talk. I was so broke.
Amen.
That next morning, 3 o'clock, yep, here goes Brother Eddie. And I mean, he's shaking like a carnival ride. He reaches for that switch. Flips it on, nothing. I go open the doors of the cabinets, nothing. I get down, look under the stove, nothing. I go all through the house, I get a flashlight out, I go everywhere. There's not one to be found. You see, they were on a mission. And the mission was to get my attention that God had something better in mind for me.
Yeah.
You know, what I'm telling you is true. What happened to Pharaoh is true. Sometimes God will use something small just to get our attention, just because He loves us and He's trying to help us, because God's got better in mind than some of the stuff going on down here today. They got a new strain of gonorrhea out right now called super gonorrhea. Oh, where'd that come from? You're not even allowed to mention monkeypox no more.
Right.
Monkeypox! Yeah, I mentioned it. Just telling you, God sends judgment.
That's right.
He sent judgment. He loved me, Patty. But I'm glad He did what He did.
Amen.
I couldn't handle it.
Amen.
There remained not one. That's been 34 years.
Amen.
There's still not one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that God cares enough about us to help us when we need help.
That's right.
Hey, I needed that more ways than one.
Mm-hmm.
I needed that to learn. I needed that so I know what to do. When I got a problem, I can come to God. He don't care what you do. He said, come now and let us reason together. Say if the Lord, though your sin be as scarlet, He said, I'll make them white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, He said, I'll make them as wool. He said, come, let's talk about it.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm telling you, He can fix it. He can help. Bible said He's a very present help in time of trouble. He won't leave you, He won't forsake you.
That's right.
And that little old roach, he was on a mission. He was supposed to go to Eddie Wade's house and get Eddie Wade straightened out. You see, God makes the crooked straight. That spot where I fell down and said, Lord, I'm sorry, that's the same spot where God took a past blue ribbon out of my hand.
That's right.
And I've never touched Amen. One for 34 years. That happened after the roach.
Amen.
Good morning, Katie. I thought that might be you.
I'm glad God can set captives free.
Mm-hmm. Yep, he can.
Yes,
he can set the drug addict free.
Yes, yes he can.
He can set the homosexual free. Oh,
yeah.
By the way, it's a felony now to try to conversion therapy on someone that's persuaded that they're a boy or a girl when they're really a boy or a girl the other way.
Amen. Come on now.
Now, in Genesis, God said he made them male and female.
That's right.
Then along come that serpent. Brother Mitchell, he said, yeah, have God said male and female?
Yeah.
He said, you can be any gender you want to be, boy.
Bless the Lord.
Just tell me, these lives come with consequences.
Yeah, they do.
Be on the blessing side of God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Even though that wasn't no fun, I'm glad God didn't leave me in. I'm glad he got me out of it. I like a Hebrews said, no chastisement Joel for the moment, but that's what brings a peaceable fruit. Hey, everybody's gone. I'm glad to see them gone. I don't ever want to see them again. Some guy said, I dreamed it. But if you'd have been there, you'd know it wasn't no dream. I mean, every morning I had to get up. Every morning I want you to know God had my number. Chase, every morning, God was dealing with Eddie Wade.
That's right.
Chase, you're saying, Eddie, he said, I love you too much. Leave you in there. He got me out, buddy.
Yeah.
He's still working on me.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, we don't, none of us make good choices.
No,
that's right.
But I'm glad that God will help us in the trouble we're in. I'm glad He can wash us. I'm glad He can cleanse us. I'm glad He can deliver us. The song that said, I'll set no wicked thing before my eyes. I think there's never going to be another big revival. The big revivals ended when the remotes came out.
That's right.
Actually, probably back when the black and whites, when they sit there and go look down,
the
whole time he's watching it. But you see, they took our eye off the Lord and put our eye, sometimes it's on this right here.
Amen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I got one. I don't even know how to use it. What'd you get it for, Brother Eddie? He said a dollar. I thought, well, I'll try it. Mm-hmm. I did use it one time. I used the GPS on it one time. The battery ain't even charged up on it now.
Good morning, Carol.
But I do have an iPhone, so I'm just as guilty as the rest of you.
That's right.
Ain't like that throw no rocks. But you got to be careful.
That's right.
Be responsible. Tell some things no.
That's right.
It's okay to say no.
Yes, it is.
So I say I don't want that. No, get it out of here. It's not coming in here. Now, my wife's pretty good about saying, you bring that in there. My deer head's down the basement. I don't agree with that, but, you know, Bible says your husband grow up before the knowledge. Sometimes it's better I'll just put him in the basement.
Right.
I like sleep. Amen. I like to eat, too.
Amen.
Man, I miss my wife's cooking. God doesn't want certain things for you. Some things cost you. No fun.
Right.
Being in the graveyard, knowing why you're at the graveyard.
Right.
I've done all kinds of funerals. It ain't no fun when you're there and you're sitting there thinking, why didn't I get rid of that?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, good, left laying out, drugs, all kinds of things like that. But God can use something as small as a fly.
Yes.
I'm almost scared to ask it. I was going to ask, any of y'all ever had any encounters like I had? I'm telling you, buddy, God keeps me.
Right.
We're kept by God.
Right.
He keeps me in the will of God.
Right.
He keeps me from certain things that I don't need in my life. The Bible said to abstain from the appearance of evil, make good choices, and you'll have a good life. I want you to know some of this stuff is nothing but a trap from the devil, and it'll cause pain and problems. You'll say, Brother Eddie, I need prayer.
Right. Well, we all need prayer. I need your prayer right now. This fist left leg. It feels a little better after jumping up and down a little bit. But best part of this reading for me is verse number 31.
Yeah.
There remained not one. Who got rid of them? Who sent them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just remember that.
Amen.
When you got problems, first thing you need to do, you need to be like Rebecca. Why am I thus? God said two nations in the womb.
Yeah. Right.
Ask God why it is and ask God for help.
Amen.
Sometimes I get down and I say, Lord, have I done something that's been displeasing to you? Because I want the blessing.
Amen.
Man, I ain't much on chastening and I'll take it, but I'd rather not have it. I mean, I'm concerned going that other way. The Bible says the path of the just is a shining light, shining more and more into the perfect day. I'd rather be on that road than the way of transgressors and hard. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Eddie's going to shut up. Father, we thank you for this message today, for the liberty, Lord, that I had.
Yes.
Lord, delivering this message, I thank you for that. I thank you for the ones that were here, that, Lord, I could tell, Lord, they're listening. I thank you for that. I pray you help us be doers, not hearers only. Help us be a blessing. Lord, help us be a jewel for your crown. Let us be, I pray, precious in your sight. Giving honor and glory to you, Lord, in all word and deed. Lord, before whoever, I pray you'll help us, Lord, to make good decisions. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
All right, like everybody stand, you may not need to do a thing. But if you do need to do something, we'll give you the opportunity to do it. I'm here, and I'll pray with you, pray for you. If you need prayer, you come and see old brother Eddie. We'll kneel down right here, even with my old leg, it's numb. We'll still kneel down right here and pray. That's a true message this morning. God used a swarm of flies.
Yeah.
And in my case, God used a little small roach.